Hello again, and welcome to Just So Gabalicious. Today is Thursday. It is now August 4th, with just 4 more months in this year. Time has definitely fly past, and I've just been constantly just moving and moving with time, and just things have been, you know, have been just going like, I don't want to say like everything is just not on the same path, but just trying to keep it, I should say, on the same path, without it basically spiraling out of control, trying to keep things in order, or trying to find some type of order. It's hard. It really is. To keep things together and just trying to basically work it all out. That's all you can do these days. But for the past few weeks now, I've been more of about affirmation. Basically just trying to affirm that this is something that I want, or this is the decision that I want, and this is how things are going to go. This is like standing your ground, you know, making a decision, and this is what it's going to be, and not backing down. And I think it's just more so of me just, you know, like having enough of things. Basically having enough of the way things have been going on, or the way people have been handling things. You just, at the time, you know, you just feel like, you don't want to deal with it anymore. You know, when you're constantly, you know, repeating the same cycles and it's the same thing going on and on and on, it kind of, you know, it dies out after a while. You know, you get bored with it. You know, you're like, we got to switch this up. You know, either, you know, you have to change, or I have to change, we have to change, but something has to change in this situation, because it's stale. It's not going anywhere. This is not progress. You know, like, there has to be another step. You know, what are we doing? You know, and I guess, as you already see, that I'm talking about, as far as just, not necessarily just as far as relationships or situationships or friendships, whatever it is that you basically want to put a ship on it at the end, it's just more so of you basically having goals, or having goals for yourself, you know, and you want to basically stay on them. And, you know, maybe you have something that, or someone that basically is causing things to basically feel like there's not nothing going on here. There's not the progress. So you're like, all right, what am I going to do next? You know, what are we going to do next? And you have to, sometimes people don't like, you know, they don't like having conversations. People are not as communicators like they say they are. People are like, you know, I'm very open. You could talk to me about anything. That is not necessarily true. People not always are willing to have that conversation, whether it's about themselves, or it's about y'all together, or is about as far as just whatever is going on. People don't, you know, of course nobody don't like criticism, but people don't like to have hard conversations when they need to be had. And whether it stir up emotions, whether you get upset, whether you're arguing, whatever the case may be, sometimes it has to go down. Simple as that. And you can't let yourself just be sitting idle because somebody else is not comfortable. Things are going to be uncomfortable sometimes, but in order for you to basically get to the better place that you want to go, whether you're trying to go with someone, whether you're trying to go on it alone, whether you're trying to build something, whatever it is, you can't allow another human being to stop your progress. You can't allow another human being to control, have that much control over it. And so you have to say, like, look, it's either you're going to be here, this is what you're going to do though on your end, because this is what I need from you to do this. I need this in order for this to move forward, because I can't have you basically on my leg. I can't have you on my back, holding you on my shoulders, on top of my head. I just can't have this pressure anymore, because I held on for it for way too long. And I'm older now, and it's to the point where I need to lift some of this off of me. It's either you're going to take your toll and man or woman up to it, or you're not. But either way, we got to figure something out, because I cannot be in this stale mode forever. You know, people always talk about happiness, right? They always talk about, you know, money, you know, is the key to happiness, or, you know, they might even joke about, say, food is the key. You know, whatever is your key to happiness, you know, you have to find that. But I don't agree in regards to, as far as happiness, you find within yourself. It's not money. It's not food. It's all about your mental well-being. Because I've seen some people that are the happiest people, and they don't have not a quarter. And then I've seen some people that basically have it all, and they say that they're not. For example, I know that I'm going to use this person, Mike Tyson, as an example, but he said it himself. He was like, just because you have all this money in the world doesn't mean that you're happy. Doesn't mean that that makes you happy. And, you know, you have to find that within yourself. And somewhat he's right about that. You have to find it. But you know, you waiting on something, or you're like, you know, I'm waiting for this to happen, or I'm waiting for that to happen. But you still got to enjoy life. What's the point of basically having a life if you're not living? You have to basically live it. You know, just constantly, you know, just you doing this or you doing that, I'm going to need you to take a break sometime. You have to take care of yourself. Because if you don't take care of yourself, nobody else is going to do it. And not only that, you're not going to be here to do all the things that you're trying to do in the first place if you don't take care of yourself. And it's not just, you got to feed your soul. If you don't feed it, then you basically just dead. What you here for? Or why are you? Nobody don't want to be around somebody that's basically just stale or negative, you know, or whatever. Why do you think that I want that type of energy around me? Why do you think that I want to even have to give you a second of my time? You know, you got enough of that as far as, you know, the way you probably was raised, the way you was growing up. You had people that was negative towards you or stuff like that. All that stuff, you have let go and moved on. So why would you think I would want that in my future or in my present? No, you know. I just think that I've just been thinking about a lot of stuff in regards as far as having people around me. As far as the moves that I have been trying to make, and not beating myself up if I'm at a standstill, but knowing that I'm still basically I'm not moving like I want to in the fast pace that I want to go, but I'm still making progress, and I'm okay with that. But I also know that I have basically have become I wouldn't say hardened, but I have hardened in an aspect of decision making, because I have been a leeway with a lot of people in regards to as far as certain things in my life, or certain things I allow in my life. So here I am making these decisions, and therefore I have to know that at the end of the day, people will be people, but it doesn't mean that they have to be those type of people in your life. You have that choice. And so you're here right now, and you have to make it. But when you make it, be solid on your decision. Stand on your decision. Be strong about your decision. Don't let nobody sway you to do anything else. Because at the end of the day, you only is one you. There's only one you. And you have to take care of you. And in order to do that, you have to be able to have some type of pass, a free pass from all of the negativity, anybody that basically is not moving forward or not progressing with you. If you've taken care of everything and this person is not, then that is a problem. This is something that needs to be corrected. How you're going to correct it? Are you bold enough to correct it? Are you strong enough to do that? Either way, it needs to be done. So what you going to do? Think about it. But while you're doing that, or being indecisive about what you're going to do, or what's your next move going to be, take care of you, your whole being, because you need to do that. So, and I'm going to leave you with that. Until next time, I wish you love, peace, and happiness.